Weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 50s. Wind gusts as high as 25. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 30. Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 57. Currently, it's 51.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released a preview of its long-term planning projections on Tuesday. USDA considers a lot of factors when making the projections, including microeconomic conditions, GDP growth, and farm policy. An important projection from the early release is the overall number of planted acres. Total planted acres for eight principal crops and land in the CRP, 275.8 million acres. The forecast for 2018 calls for an increase in acres for all crops except upland cotton and wheat, a total increase of 1.8 million acres. From 2019 through 2027, USDA projects acreage to remain steady between 276 and 278 million acres, slightly lower than the 280 million acres over the last decade. Another big takeaway from the report is that USDA predicts soybeans will overtake corn and planted acreage starting in 2019. Projected acres for both corn and soybeans, both at 91 million acres in 2018. Now in 2019, soybeans will stay at 91 million acres, while corn is projected to drop to 90 million. If this forecast comes true, it will be the first ever market-driven shift in which soybeans overtake corn in planted acreage in the U.S. USDA says one of the biggest reasons behind the increase in soybean acres is demand for soy products from China. President Trump took a trip to visit Republicans on Capitol Hill this week with a focus of finding more votes for the tax cut bill. But Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas took the opportunity to bring up agriculture concerns over NAFTA negotiations. As the president walked out of the meeting, he asked Roberts, "How are your farmers?" Roberts told Trump they're worried about NAFTA and he'd like to talk to the president about it. Trump responded with, "I'll get back with you." Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook in Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
This is Tyler with the Wagner Livestock Commission in Wagner, Nebraska. This Friday, December 1st at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special feeder cow sale. expecting 1,000 to 1,200 head. Here's some early consignments. 150 head of black and black white-faced bulls and heifers weighing 500 to 750 pounds, spring vaccinated. 100 Charolais cross steer and heifers weighing 450 to 600 pounds, spring and fall vaccinated. 85 head of black cross steer and heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds, weaned 2 rounds of vaccination. 75 head of black and red cross steer and heifers, 650 to 750, weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. 70 head of black and red cross steer and heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds, weaned spring and fall vaccinated. 60 head of red cross black steer and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, spring vaccinated. 65 head of black and black white-faced steers and heifers weighing 550 to 650, weaned spring and fall vaccinated. 50 head of red Angus cross steer and heifers weighing 450 to 650, spring vaccinated. Heifers replacement quality. There'll be 300 to 400 head in bunches of 10 to 40 that weigh from 400 to 700 pounds. That's this Friday at the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska at 12 o'clock. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512 or you can check us out on our website at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The White House is discussing a plan to replace Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with CIA Director Mike Pompeo. That's according to two administration officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. It's unclear whether Pompeo has been approached about the cabinet reshuffle. A senior administration official who spoke recently with Tillerson says the former ExxonMobil CEO felt secure in his position and was focused on his State Department reorganization and other diplomacy matters. Kansas plans to have the biggest private prison company in the U.S. build a replacement for the state's oldest and largest correctional facility. The state hopes to pay for the project in Lansing by leasing the new prison from the Nashville-based company Core Civic for 20 years. Parts of the existing prison date back to the 1860s. Corrections officials contend a modern facility will be safer and could operate with 46% fewer employees. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
An 86-year-old Kansas City, Kansas man died after he was confronted by a carjacker and was dragged down the street. Authorities say that Frank Davila died during the confrontation yesterday. The carjacker fled in Davila's pickup truck. The victim was known as Frankie D, the name of the bar and the grill he owned for more than 40 years. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident, and they're asking for the public's help to locate the vehicle. Around 7:30 last night, Great Bend emergency crews were dispatched to an injury accident. When officers arrived, they found 65-year-old James Zager of Holden, Missouri, laying in the roadway unresponsive. He was transported to Great Bend Regional Hospital in critical condition and later died of his injuries. Witnesses described a light color, possibly white or light blue, full-size pickup with a grill guard and an oversized load on the front and unknown Oklahoma license plates. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford Tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is launching a new performance-based pay system for approximately 3,000 non-union state employees who have traditionally received cost-of-living increases. Ricketts announced the change as a way to run state government more like a business. Starting in January, discretionary and classified rules employees will receive merit increases rather than cost-of-living increases based on goals those workers have set with agency leaders. A former state senator has been chosen to serve on the Nebraska Accountability and Disclosure Commission. The commission announced Kate Sullivan of Cedar Rapids will serve a term that expires in 2020.
Sullivan was appointed by Governor Pete Ricketts. The commission administers and enforces Nebraska's campaign finance laws, lobbying laws, and conflict of interest laws. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area communities continue to get into the Christmas spirit. Activities planned this Saturday in Marysville include the Pony Express Partnership for Children Breakfast with Santa from 8:30 until 10:30 at the Lincoln Center. Wear your pajamas if you'd like, take a picture with Santa Claus, and view the Festival of Trees on display. They will be auctioned off as part of a benefit for the Pony Express Partnership for Children. A jingle run is planned beginning at 9 a.m. The 1 mile or 5K run begins at Pony Express Statue. Storytime at Marysville Museums will be featured at 9 at the Historic Courthouse, at 9:30 at the Pony Express Barn, and at 10 a.m. at the Kester House. They'll have several other activities, including Santa's Christmas Parade, beginning at 10:30. This will run from 4th Street to 9th Street on Broadway. Christmas movies is the theme. Anyone is welcome to participate. Youngsters may visit with Santa at his house until 2 p.m. on Saturday. Santa Claus comes to Washington and will be at City Hall from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday, with photo opportunities plus registration for jumbo Christmas stockings. Washington Chamber of Commerce is coordinating the event. They encourage you to shop local on Saturday and will feature a punch card promotion with your qualifying purchase at participating businesses. Several businesses will offer open houses, plus Santa's gifts and goodies will be featured this Saturday in Washington. Waterville Community is planning a Christmas kickoff on Saturday with activities centered around the community center 4 until 7 p.m. Many area families were touched by a recent tragic accident following the state championship football game Saturday between Marysville and Sabetha. Several family members of two Sabetha High football players were tragically killed en route home after the football game. The accident took the life of the mother and a younger sister, as well as an uncle. Father of the family is in critical condition at a Kansas City hospital. A benefit for the family will be held at the Marysville High basketball game hosting Sabetha on Friday. In honor of the Euclid family, a moment of silence will be observed. They will pass the hat for donations toward medical and other expenses. The tragic accident Saturday evening on U.S. 75 north of Holton took the life of three family members of the Euclid brothers who were members on the Sabetha High football team. Again, one family member remains in the hospital in critical condition. You're encouraged to wear blue to the Sabetha Marysville basketball game on Friday night, and a moment of silence will be observed. Catherine Utecht, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Catherine Utecht.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a high pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring sunny skies and dry weather all across the area throughout the rest of Thursday through the ends of the week and even continuing into the weekend. It does look like we'll see a cold front move through by the middle of next week, bringing our temperatures back down. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, mid-50s, winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 30. As into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 57. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 38. For Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see temperatures right around the lower 60s. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late November, 47. Record high on this date, 76 in 1933. The average low, 27. Record low is 2 degrees in 1976. Sunset this evening at 5:01. Sunrise in the morning at 7:23.
Boiling vegetables isn't complicated, but there's still a chance you've been doing it wrong. We'll share some boiling basics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 30th, the 334th day of the year. Winston Churchill and Mark Twain were born on this day. Boiling vegetables is about the simplest thing you can do in the kitchen. But here's a few facts that might make you rethink your methods. The longer vegetables are in the water, the more flavor and nutrients they lose. So the goal should be to cook as quickly as possible. Don't set them on the stove in cold water. Bring the water to a boil before adding to the pot. Green vegetables should be cooked in as much water as possible without a lid. Other veggies should have only enough water to cover them, and lids are recommended. And a pinch of salt does double duty, helping water to boil more quickly while adding a touch of seasoning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The new 2018 Chevys have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups. The new Chevy Camaro, Chevy Equinox, Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Impala. The new Buick LaCrosse and Buick Enclave for 2018, now at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Dean Wade scores 25 points and grabs 11 rebounds as Kansas State defeated Oral Roberts 77-68 last night at Bramlage Coliseum. This was the first game for the Wildcats since returning from the Las Vegas Invitational, and they came out of the gate rather sluggishly after going on an early 13-2 run. Although they led for a majority of the game, the contest was closer than expected, given the turnovers. Up next, Kansas State travels to Vanderbilt on Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid says it's disingenuous to blame quarterback Alex Smith for losing 5 of the past 6 games. Reid believes problems exist throughout the offense, and he pointed his finger back at himself also. But identifying problems and fixing them are two different things, and fixing them has proven to be a challenge. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Marvin Bagley III finished with 23 points and 10 rebounds, and Grayson Allen added 21 points to help number one Duke get past pesky Indiana 91-81 on Wednesday night in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It wasn't easy for the Blue Devils, who needed a late 17-4 spurt to finally pull away for their first true road win of the season. Wendell Carter Jr. had 18 points and 12 rebounds. In NFL news, the co-owner of the New York Giants says there was probably a better way for the team to handle the benching of two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning after 13 seasons. Speaking for the first time since the Giants coach announced Tuesday that Geno Smith would start against Oakland, John Mara said Wednesday that he made a couple of mistakes in handling the situation. And quarterback Jay Cutler is out of the concussion protocol and will start when the Miami Dolphins try to break a five-game losing streak Sunday against Denver. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wrapping up fall sports, all-league honors, eight-man Twin Valley League selections, first-team offense at quarterback Quinn Bussing of Axtell, running backs Tanner Martin from Omega, Kevin Diedrich of Hanover. At the ends, Hunter Cook of Axtell and Nathan Holdy of Clifton Clyde. Lineman Carlos Emanuel of Hanover, Gavin Sear of Clifton Clyde, and Tristan DeKoning of Axtell. At large first team, Evan Bott from Lynn. First team defense, lineman Carlos Emanuel of Hanover, Nathan Holdy of Clifton Clyde, Tristan DeKoning of Axtell. Linebackers Tanner Martin from Onega, Elias Gerard of Clifton Clyde, Garrett Dollinghouse of Frankfort. Defensive back, Drake Steinbach of Clifton Clyde and Brennan Zabatrisky of Hanover. At large, Bradley Cook of Clifton Clyde. Named a second team, all TVL eight-man offense, Dakin Stahlbaumer of Hanover, Drake Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde, Michael Swanson of Axtell, Cade Cohorst of Hanover, Dylan Cooper from Lynn, Brian Joseph of Frankfort, Ryan Lupin of Hanover, Josh Johns of Blue Valley, and at large, Carter Bruno from Hanover. Second team, all TVL eight-man defense, Austin Gakel of Hanover, Brian Joseph of Frankfort, Mason Colson of Onega, Carter Bruno from Hanover, Nate Bussing of Axtell, Joel Huffless of Wetmore, Hunter Cook from Axtell, Lane Peter of Blue Valley, at-large Michael Swanson of Axtell, and Kevin Diedrich of Hanover.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that, one insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
High school basketball teams tip off Thursday and Friday. In Thursday night tip-offs, our broadcast feature Marysville at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5 and on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website and our mobile app. Frankfort will host Silver Lake.
Grow your own holiday decorations using the ancient art of topiary. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All you need are a couple of small trailing plants, a metal frame, potting mix, and a container with drainage holes. Wreaths are a traditional favorite form, and small-leafed English ivy are the most commonly used plants for indoor topiaries. But wire vine, Asian star jasmine, and other trailing indoor plants will also work. Purchase or make a wire frame into the desired shape. Wreaths, holiday trees, stockings, your imagination, and wire bending abilities are your only limitations. Securely anchor the form into the container, then plant several small plants with long trailing stems in the pot alongside the form. Wind the vines up and through the form to get the living sculpture started. Grow your topiary in a bright location and water as needed. Continue to train the plants to grow throughout the form and clip stray branches as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live.
And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
What is the oldest city in Michigan? We'll give you a moment to ponder the answer and the founder, and then return with this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. As Paul Sabourin explains, to find the oldest European settlement in Michigan, you have to go a long way north.
Sault Ste. Marie itself, one of the interesting historical fact is that in the state of Michigan, we are the first permanent mission. It was established in 1668.
Paul is the curator of the Sault Historic Sites, which includes the tallest structure in the city, the Tower of History. It's not only a museum, but serves as a marker for the founding of this place.
If in the background you do see the Tower of History, next to it is the St. Mary's Cathedral. That is the location where Father Jacques Marquette first established his permanent mission.
Paul says the city is preparing for a big celebration year, but you may have to practice a few times how to say it.
To be having a tongue twister, we are celebrating our semi-septcentennial. Septcentennial, 700 years. Semi, half of 700 is 350. This is going to be next year's celebration.
The settlement and today's city remained here because of its important location as a transfer point between the Great Lakes. Originally, it was a portage point where boats were taken out of the water and hauled overland to the next lake. Part of the site Paul oversees is the old freighter, the Valley Camp, that is moored right next to where we did this interview.
This year, we just finished celebrating 100 years of the launch of the ship that's behind us. And also for the Sault Historic Site, the Jubilee, the 50 year of existence. Just down the stream are the Sault Locks. And those definitely is one of the main attractions here in Sault Ste. Marie.
The ship, Valley Camp, has quite a story itself. Step on board next time as we travel the countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
Winter weather can strike just about anywhere, anytime. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Riding out the storm will be easier if you've prepared a winter emergency kit when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some of my fondest memories of childhood were when a fierce winter storm knocked out power and the roads were closed for days. We sat around the fireplace to keep warm and rode the snowmobile into town because that was the only way to get there. I don't recall having issues with food and water, but when you're impacted by winter weather, it's always a good idea to be prepared with an emergency kit. Ashley Mueller is an Extension Disaster Education Coordinator at the University of Nebraska. She says your kit should include enough supplies to get you and your family through 3 days.
So, of course, water and food, very important. Water, the recommended amount is about a gallon per person for at least 3 days, but additional water is always suggested. Food, non-perishable items, and a non-electric can opener. And then other supplies would include, you know, a flashlight, radio, cell phone charger that maybe has a battery backup.
Also toss in hand sanitizer, paper towels, plastic bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation if water supplies are limited. Put everything in a sturdy storage container with a lid. Mueller recommends having a kit for your pets with food, water, and other things to keep them comfortable.
I know sometimes storms can cause stress, not only for people, but for our furry and four-legged friends as well. So, you know, things that might make them more comfortable, such as a special toy or, you know, even some treats so that you can focus on weathering it out rather than being stressed.
Make another emergency kit just for stress relief. Throw in a deck of cards, puzzles, games, and other family entertainment that will keep your mind off of what's going on outside. You'll find more tips for building winter emergency kits at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Thank you.
passion for dairy keeps a Wisconsin man milking cows despite serious physical challenges. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Adam Faust has a birth defect called spinal bifida.
Lived with that my whole life and adapted a lot of things to my balance issues and mobility issues. And then almost 4 years ago, I lost my left leg to undiagnosed diabetes and a minor accident.
Faust milks 70 cows near Chilton, Wisconsin. Equipment and machinery modifications help him do that. Amy Cooper is a rural rehab specialist with Easter Seals of Wisconsin.
There's usually something out there that can help them, whether it be an additional step on a tractor or something as simple as an automatic takeoff.
The Faust Milking Parlor has an overhead track to move the milking unit from cow to cow.
Without the technology that's available, it'd be impossible for me to continue. It's all I've ever done. Cows are all I've ever wanted to do.
My thanks to the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board for this story. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A Canada-based financial group outlines trade without the North American Free Trade Agreement in a new report called The Day After NAFTA. BMO Financial Group of Montreal published a report that says the Canadian food and beverage industry would be highly vulnerable without NAFTA, and that Canadian and U.S. crop producers would face a moderate level of vulnerability. Specifically, Canadian food and beverage producers would face among the highest U.S. tariffs of all industries post-NAFTA. For beverage and tobacco exports to the U.S., Canada could see tariff rates approach 20%. Food exports would see U.S. tariff return to about 4.5%, far lower than vice tariffs, but still the third highest of all industries. But the report does point out that less than 20% of Canadian crop products are sold into the U.S. marketplace, which would limit the impact on industry costs and profitability. Meanwhile, U.S. crop producers would also be affected, as the report says they would face tariffs averaging nearly 4% on exports to Canada and a lofty 11% on exports to Mexico. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service mailing out the 2017 Census of Agriculture to the nation's producers this week. Completed every 5 years, the census aims to get a complete and accurate picture of American agriculture. Data collected in the census used by a whole multitude of folks to help make decisions in community planning, farm assistance programs, farm advocacy, and rural development. The census response deadline is February 5th, 2018, and responding to the Census of Agriculture is required by law. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We're still seeing some positives with corn and Kansas City wheat.
And soybeans and products are still under a bit of pressure. December corn is up 3.5 at 342.5. March corn is up 3 at 356.5. December Kansas City wheat is up 6.25 at 419.5. March Kansas City wheat is up 5.75 at 437. and a quarter. January soybeans down 6 3/4 at 985 3/4. March beans down 6 3/4 at 997 1/2. Later months are all in the downside as well. December soybean meal down $1 at 324. January bean meal down 70 cents at 326.60. December bean oil down 15 points. 33.80, and January bean oil down 19 at 33.88. The livestock complex is having its set of issues. December live cattle down 42 at 120.05. February down 115 at 125.45. All the later months are down all but one down by more than a dollar. So tough going for live cattle. January feeders down 137 at 154.20. March feeders down 177 at 152. Even once again, the later months are all down, some by more than $3. So really a tough day so far for cattle. Hogs are mixed. December hogs down 20 at 64.87. February hogs up 35 at 71.25. Looking at a couple of other issues, January crude oil is down a nickel at 57.25. December cotton is down 82 points at 74.70. March cotton is down 85 points at 72.58. So really having some struggles with some of our futures markets here as we roll through the day on our Thursday. December gold is down $10.50 at $1,271.60 an ounce. Silver is off. Copper is fractionally higher. So mixed numbers through the futures markets here. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public.
It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. A lot of talk about chemical damage to soybeans this crop year. What actually happened? Well, we'll try to share that with you after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
There was a lot of talk in the Midwest this summer about chemical damage from dicamba to soybeans. A weed killer blamed for damaging millions of acres of crops this summer, according to one of the manufacturers, BASF, did not reduce yields for most of the soybeans checked by their salespeople. BASF, the world's third largest maker of crop chemicals, investigated 787 complaints involving soybeans that showed signs of damage linked to sprayings of the herbicide that contains a chemical known as dicamba. This, according to the company. And in most of those cases, said BASF, there was no impact on yields. In a few isolated cases, said the company, yield may have been affected. Farmers, government regulators, and insurance companies have been waiting to assess yields of crops affected by dicamba herbicides since signs of damage linked to the chemical began appearing during the summer. The U.S. has faced a weed killer crisis this year caused by new formulations of dicamba-based products, which drifted away from where they were applied onto nearby fields that were not intended to be sprayed. Farmers and weed scientists say the herbicides vaporize and can hurt the height and leaves of soybean plants that cannot tolerate dicamba. But BASF and Monsanto, which make competing dicamba-based herbicides, say the products are safe when properly applied. Nationwide, 3.6 million acres of soybeans suffered harm from dicamba, and states launched 2,700 investigations into dicamba-related crop damage, and that's according to data compiled by the University of Missouri. Back with a final word after this message.
This is Tyler with the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, December 1st at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special feeder cow sale. Expecting 1,000 to 1,200 head. Here's some early consignments. 150 head of black and black white face bulls and heifer weighing 500 to 750 pounds, spring vaccinated. 100 Charlet cross deer and heifer weighing 450 to 600 pounds, spring and fall vaccinated. 85 head of black cross deer and heifer weighing 500 to 700 pounds, weaned 2 rounds of vaccination. 75 head of black and red cross deer and heifer 650 to 750, weaned 2 rounds of fall vaccination. 70 head of black and red cross deer and heifer weighing 500 to 700 pounds, weaned spring and fall vaccinated. 60 head of red cross black steer and heifer weighing 400 to 600 pounds, spring vaccinated. 65 head of black and black white face steers and heifer weighing 550 to 650, weaned spring fall vaccinated. 50 head of red Angus cross steer never weighing 450 to 650 spring vaccinated heifers replacement quality. There'll be 300 to 400 head in bunches of 10 to 40 that weigh from 400 to 700 pounds. That's this Friday at the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska at 12 o'clock. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512 or you can check us out on our website at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
A farmer in Missouri said his soybeans did not suffer yield losses after being affected by dicamba. But an Arkansas farmer said he believes damage caused yields to go down 5 to 10 bushels an acre. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
This year's Pork Powerhouses survey is showing a lot of expansion in the sow industry. Learn more about Betsy Freeze's exclusive report on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Successful Farming magazine executive editor Betsy Freeze has been collecting statistics on sow numbers in the United States since 1994. This year, her Pork Powerhouses survey includes 40 of the nation's top pork producers. There's been a lot of money made in the packing industry over the past few years, and she says some of them are putting that money into more production.
The largest farm in the U.S., the largest pork producer probably the world, is Smithfield Foods. Smithfield Foods has 910,000 sows in the U.S., and they have 1.195 million sows in the world. They increased by 30,000 sows this year, but that was acquisition, not building new sow farms.
When combining all 40 companies, there are almost a quarter million more sows today than there were 1 year ago, which is the most expansion Freeze has seen in 10 years. Since 1994, the market has crashed twice after expansions, so this trend could spell future trouble.
I fully predict, you know, if 23 years of history tells us anything, that the market's probably going to crash. Now, the difference this year is that we have two big new packing plants. We have a new packing plant in Iowa and one in Michigan that just came online. So we have more packing plant capacity.
Free says the number one concern of these producers is being able to keep the overseas export market going. Somebody has to help us eat all this meat. I'm Jody Henke. Read the full Pork Powerhouses report at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the Senate GOP tax bill cleared a major procedural hurdle on an expected party line vote yesterday. That starts the clock on a lengthy debate that could last until the end of the week and possibly even longer. Republicans fell into line behind their leadership and voted to take up the controversial GOP tax reform bill that boosts several ag-related tax breaks, including those for small businesses and estates. Democrats, including those from red states, voted against consideration, arguing the bill would only help the rich and corporations. Moderate Democrats hesitated a bit when they were asked Tuesday if they'd simply vote for a motion to proceed to the tax bill.
We haven't seen the final version. We really haven't. Let me just say this. We have reached out. We want to find an agreement.
That's West Virginia's Joe Manchin. He and other red state moderate Democrats are caught between their Senate leader's liberal base and their own home state conservative bases. And then there are moderates from blue states, including Delaware's Tom Carper, who opposed the GOP bill in committee, but does see some areas of common ground.
One of those is doubling the standard deduction. And that would help people, lower income, middle income people, but also help us with respect to simplification. That would be a good one.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell called for the vote to take up the tax bill.
This is our chance. This is our chance to deliver relief for the people who've sent us here. And the way we can do that is by voting to proceed to the bill.
The motion's approval cleared the way for 24 hours of general debate and several more on amendments, with the possibility of end-of-the-week Senate approval. The House could either accept the Senate bill as is or negotiate a compromise with the Senate. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields. Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag, excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen. PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.